Auroville Wednesday, the 11th of August, 2010. Directly from Eternity, one of Auroville's community, we start the news for today. On the microphone, Mari, at the studio, Yahalona and Andrea. The weather forecast, partly cloudy, with temperature ranges between 26 and 35 degrees. Today's interview is with Yona, one young Aurovillian that is part of the Forest Group. He explained us what are their aims and objectives and what guides him to be part of this beautiful work.
The Forest Group is a group of working Aurovillians who are mainly working in the forest, either in the land or in issues related with the forest, who meet once a month to discuss issues which concern the forest and which have to be dealt with by the people in the forest. It's a working group more than a decision-making or political body. We do end up having to take a lot of decisions because there's a lot of issues that come to the forest group regarding land and who can build and housing and what to plant this year, what to plant next year, our vision for the green belt and how to protect it. And why it's important the forest group work, because the forest group is one of the groups with the farm group that takes care of the green belt, which is the buffer between the outside world, which is constantly trying to engulf the city of Auroville. And the forest group represents this one side of Auroville that the city planners always think is not part of the town. But as far as I understand, Mother saw the green belt and the city as Auroville. She didn't see the city as Auroville, and the green belt is part of the city. The reason I love to work in the forest and be part of the forest group is because, first of all, you work with your feet in the ground, you get your hands dirty, you're actually working physically, you're not just sitting behind a desk. Day after day you can see what your work growing, you can see your effort materializing. And it's more an action-oriented group than a blah-blah group. So if you work in the forest, you actually work. You know, you feel at the end of the day that you did something. When I go sit in a meeting for 3 hours, at the end of the meeting, I sometimes still feel that nothing's changed. You know, it's just been a great day of talking and everybody thinks, oh, wow, we talked and talked and talked, but nothing changes. You plant a tree, you change the world.
Every Thursday at College Guest House in Centerfield, you have the Compassionate Communication Practice Group and Movie. From 4:30 to 7, it happens the Practice Group. For those who already know Compassionate Communicate and wanted to improve their skills and integrate in the conscious in their daily life. If you're new in this practice, you should arrive at least 10 minutes before, and then they can explain and acquaintance the people that comes in the future. Then in between there is a potluck dinner together, and at 8 o'clock, the NVC movies. They watch together recording of different NVC trainings by Marshall Rosenberg and others training. And then after, there is a discussion to talk about it. Workshop Yoga Awareness with Kaliane at Quiet from the 16th to the 20th of August from 8:30 to 11:30. The workshop includes a study of anatomy, introduction of the various approaches of yoga, the practice of Hatha Yoga asanas, pranayama and bandhas, and yoga nidra, and the physical and mental purification which can lead us toward a better health and a better understanding of our true nature. If you want to register yourself or have any further doubt or question, please call Quiet in the 2622329. Sri Aurobindo. This is a miracle that men can love God, yet fail to love humanity. With whom are they in love with them? I hope you have a good week and see you next Wednesday. For any additional information, please contact auroville.org.in. Bye-bye.